Can you tell me your name?
Caleb Heike.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a musician. Have been for 16 years now. I started playing piano first when I was 5 years old, and studying with the conservatory until I was about 13 or 14, and then I had a dramatic shift into being a songwriter, and I started to play the guitar and drums and bass.
What kind of genre?
I would say rock and roll primarily, but it goes into acoustic music just because of the instrument that I play. But I've adapted to different styles of rock and roll, mm-hmm. a lot of experimental kind of work once I got into electric guitar and effects, and even just playing my own instruments to back up myself on my songs. I started to get into different grooves and areas of music that I hadn't gone to before.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have any band that the listeners would be able to listen to your music?
I don't have a band, but I do have a project that I've been working on once.
Sorry, a website.
You can go to thesunharmonic.com, and that is kind of my pseudonym name that I've been going by.
Excellent.
As well as MySpace and all the other junk that's out there.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you several quick questions.
Yeah.
When was the first time you wrote a song?
I wrote a song when I was 8 years old on piano that I cannot play anymore, and I don't remember, and I've never found sheet music for. The next song I can even remember that I would have written was on guitar. I wrote it when I was 13, maybe late 12, and it's called Nothing to Hide, and it's appeared on 2 CDs that I've put out, and I'm still playing it live. It just has a special place in my heart, I guess.
Cool. Why do you write music? That's a hard question.
It's not a hard question for me, though. It's a lifestyle, honestly. Since I started doing it when I was 13, it's become a, I wouldn't say like daily or weekly or monthly thing, because I don't do it on any schedule. But I have put out a lot of original music that has just been written for the sake of expression, just an organic form of expression for me that has really turned into just a love for music and playing music that I've written and performing it and sharing it with people.
Mm-hmm. What inspires you?
That's a hard question. Everything. Like, honestly, any kind of construct in this world that has anything to do with the life of a teenager, and now that I'm going into my early 20s, I'm sure that my inspiration is going to change, but just anything political or social or anything to do with relationships, good or bad feelings, and everything can be turned into a song, and that is also how it ties back into music being a lifestyle for me, is that I've written a song that could almost go with every feeling that another one would have, just because it's being expressed from different parts of life and time. That answers your question.
Yeah. I can understand. Do you write the melody or the lyrics first?
Usually I will write a melody or instrumental before I write lyrics, just because I start on some sort of music base, either guitar or piano. I'll come up with some sort of setting or environment or atmosphere in my mind that's kind of like sonic in my head, and then I will turn it into whatever feeling it evokes, I guess, in me, and then write lyrics based on that.
Do you usually write the lyrics or the melody by your own, or use others' help?
I've essentially written everything kind of by myself, usually. because I'm doing it a lot of the time at home in my room by myself, just how I'll pass the time, I guess. Especially lyrics as well. I don't usually go to other people for help for lyrics because I do them very quickly. I like to write a whole song in a night because I feel it's a lot stronger that way. It's not patchy.
Yeah.
In the end.
Do you usually try to convey a message within your music? If so, what is it?
I would say that I do try and convey a message. Like, I think a song would kind of be pointless if there was no meaning behind it. There's a lot of music out there like that, for different purposes, for the purpose of dancing to it or whatever. Maybe there is, a reason to not have any meaning behind the lyrics, but you know, if I'm trying to get something across, what I like to do is not put it so blunt. I like to have some sort of mystique to my music, and I've been told by other people that my lyrics will kind of have this like contrast to the actual music itself. If it's a happy song, the lyrics have this kind of melancholy voice to them. And if it's a sad song, there's almost like an optimistic point of view in the lyrics, which I never really heard in my own music, but now that I've heard that from other people, I think it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Where is your favorite place to songwrite?
I would say most of the time it's in my bedroom or some other room in a basement that I've created as kind of an inspirational space. If you go to my house right now, you can see how much shit's on my wall. Like, I put up a lot of posters and clippings out of newspapers and stuff on the wall in whatever room I'm in. And like, whenever I've moved to a different house, I very quickly cover whatever space I'm in with something. I don't like a blank room or anything, so I most of the time will be in that kind of room that I've created and write in that space that I'm comfortable in. But it's kind of fun writing in public as well. I've written a lot of stuff sitting on a subway with a notebook, like writing lyrics that are coming to my head, because if your brain's in motion, then you're thinking of things differently than you would if you're sitting in a room by yourself.
How long does it usually take you to compose a song?
Like I said earlier, a night, usually I will try and at least get the basics of the song done. Maybe I won't write a second verse, but I'll write a first verse, get the melody for that, write the chorus and the bridge, get everything pretty much done, the structure of the song somewhat finished, and come back to it and maybe just concrete it and finish it 100% before I go and record it. But usually I don't like to stretch it out over a long period of time, because I write too much stuff to have it not pieced together in the end.
How do you practice your writing? It's the last question.
How do I practice my writing? Just doing it. I would say that I get practice by just exercising my freedom to write whatever I want whenever I can. So writing as much music as I can basically has become kind of just what I'll do to get better at it. Just writing over and over again and releasing it and seeing what people think. Kind of lost my train of thought there, and I forget what the question was, so we'll end it.
Yeah.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Thank you, Caleb.